Yesterday's strength can be your future's weakness. What do I mean by that? Look, in the last 3 years, as a person, I have evolved so much that I realize what I used to think that is my strength became my roadblock. But thanks to my mentors, I actually understood that whoever I was before, I cannot continue to operate the same way. For example, my strength was closing B2B sales and as a corporate and being a great employee. That became my weakness. If I continue to be with an employee mindset, I would not become an entrepreneur. Then, when I started my journey as a solopreneur, I started to do everything alone. And it was my strength. I was very fast. I can get so many things done and all those things. That became my weakness. When I started my team, build a team, I had to become a team player. I had to understand this. And then systems and process. So whatever you have thought is your strength can become your weakness. Whether it is your 9-to-5 mindset, or it could be individual contributor role, or it could be just being too good at system and process and ignoring the leadership. Ultimately, you have to find a way to become better. And whatever you're doing, if you just continue to be good at that thing alone, and if you don't acquire new skills, new levels, and new assets in your life as a skill or knowledge or wisdom or mindset, it can really, really put you in a spot where you have a delusion that you are really good because you're operating from the past and you're operating from the things and the strengths that you had in the past. And this is what I tell my team, that you need to evolve fast. And whatever you had working for you in the past, it may become a roadblock for you if you do not evolve fast. This is Dave Gedvi, and I hope this message gave you some reminder, because probably you would be sitting on the current skill and knowledge and thinking that, oh, it's good and I'm wonderful and I'm going to use that and go to the next level. No. That may become your roadblock, because you need to come out of the way. I mean, you need to get out of the way of your own dreams and let other people do things, put new system, new process, give away some authority, give away some power. And that's how you will grow. Okay? Does that make sense? I hope it makes sense. If it does, go ahead and share this with all the people that need to listen to this voice note. Thank you, and God bless you.